Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
As one, yeah, yeah, play yourself. We best, yeah, the best, yeah, the best, yeah, the best, yeah. With passion, courage, and love, we in this together now.
Republic Bank. Official banking partner of CPL 2021.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Shelley, who had cheated on Ignatius, asked Catalina's advice, but Catalina was cold to her. Malachi returned, and he remarked about the positive changes in Guyana since oil exploration by ExxonMobil. Myrtle received news that a cousin's home in Essequibo had burned down because of old wiring. Malachi promised Alexis to be different towards her and make her happy. Right now, we join Dinah and Unique.
Unique is your Catalina daughter Alexis and Simon's son Malachi make back. They look too sweet together.
Yeah.
So wonderful when young people could work on the problems and fight for the marriage.
Wait, man, granny, like you throwing hints at me.
What?
Is me and Kevin you referring to?
I was just making a general conversation.
Dinah, my love.
Hello, my darling husband.
Oh, hello, Unique. I didn't realize you were here.
It's fine. Just pretend like I'm invisible.
Okay. Everything all right?
I'm fine.
You don't sound fine.
Yeah, like you're a psychiatrist.
Sorry, that wasn't my intention.
Don't worry about it, Goldman. You're just in a mood.
Whatever.
Something you wanted, love?
You got the electricity bill from the last few months. I want to show these people something.
Yes, look it up on the shelf up there.
Thanks, love.
Is who are you?
GPL in the area doing some maintenance work, so me and some men just get into argument.
Hi, father.
One of them saying that although GPL installed new meters, he don't think they're charging accurately. How the bill gone up since the power utility upgrade?
The bill must have gone up because he probably stick the meter and was robbing GPL.
Well, it's not though.
You can't trick the system no more by fiddling with the meter to rob GPL, and does what bothering enough people.
GPL making men and women honest. By telling them if they make an effort to conserve, they will see a difference in the bills. They're going to pay less.
So what you want to do with my bills?
I want to show them how much you've been saving by making a conscious effort to conserve. I'm trying to explain to them that smart meters are accurate.
Okay.
I even showed them this article here. Look at this.
What is it about?
At the end of last year, GPL's losses was down to 25.86%. Mm. When they started the program in 2014, was 31.4%.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
And by the time this phase of the power utility upgrade finished in October, over 8,000 more smart meters would have been installed, and the percentage of loss to GPL will keep dropping.
That's sounding positive.
One of them men asks, why they only upgrade regions 3, 4, 5, and 6?
Well, the people could do everything one time. From what I understand, they got plans for some other areas too.
Yeah, I tell them that. Anyway, let me go there and show these men what I'm talking about.
Try and bring back me bills.
Yes, my love. I know you just keep all your records.
Well, good. Nick, what is it?
Nothing.
You're missing Kevin?
No. I must miss my husband, Granny.
So this is what got you in this mood?
I don't know. I just... Some days I just feel depressed for no reason.
Another way. But when last you talked to the counselor?
Last week.
You tell she how you're feeling?
I wasn't feeling like this when we talked.
Okay, so when is your next appointment?
Next few days.
Well, you're going to explain to she.
Yeah.
You think you're depressed?
I'm trying hard not to be, Granny.
You know nothing in this life is permanent.
Yeah.
You're strong, my grandchild. Enough people won't be able to handle all that you've been through.
Yeah, but sometimes I get tired, you know, Granny. Like, I don't want to be strong anymore.
Unique.
Some days all I want to do is curl up in bed and cry.
But what really causing this? It's because of how things are with you and Kevin? Your HIV status? Or what's going on in the world with coronavirus?
Honestly, I think it's a bit of everything.
I see.
But don't worry, Granny. I can be all right.
Maybe you should stay a few days with me and Mr. Goldman. I know you could be very lonely in the house alone.
No, Granny. I can be fine.
Unique?
Besides, I don't want to hear something between you and your husband I ain't supposed to hear. I need therapy for the rest of my life.
Well, I thought all of these big people.
Mr. Goldman, thanks for buying the Daily Million for me. If I win, you can get a small piece.
Not to worry, my dear Sonia. My gift to you. If you win, you're going to leave the little book here at Boston Restaurant.
Left me what? No, man. I put it all in Republic Bank. I love this little job Dinah gave me here.
Something to keep your mind off your family, eh?
Exactly.
Well, glad to know I could put a smile on your face.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. All this lotto you just play, Mr. Goldman, you never win?
Yeah, man. I had a 5 number on the bonus ball.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I put it all in Republic Bank, just like you planning to do. And since then, I know that one of these days, I'm going to win the jackpot.
Yeah, man, you're going to win.
And when I do, you know you're getting something. Motherfucker, all my friends getting a little raise.
You sure died of a war, Dad?
Look, between me and you, I love the missus, but when it comes to money affairs, I got to put my foot down.
So use Amanda's tech charge.
Well, I'm a lover, not a fighter, but that don't mean I can't be firm about what I want and what I don't want.
I understand that.
Yep.
Mr. Goldman, what kind of cologne you does wear?
This one is steady.
Oh gosh, it smells too good, like I could eat you.
Shh, don't let Dinah hear you.
Miss Dinah, no, I don't mean no harm.
You never know, girl. Some women could be jealous, eh?
I know the way.
You hear from Kevin today?
Yeah, he just called me every morning and evening.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, to give me the rundown on the father.
Lovely. So things going well?
Yeah, man. He said Fima making great improvements since the opening.
Nice, nice. Really hope you get back to your husband.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going outside here and do some tidying.
All right, Mr. Goldman.
Excuse me.
Sonia, catch yourself. Steady cologne. I got to write the one down.
Hey, Alonzo. Glad we could finally meet, son.
Yeah, Brian.
Nothing could beat Boston Restaurant outdoor dining, boy. Nice and breezy out here.
Glad we could catch up. You know the mining business finally get off the ground and the money start flowing, bro.
Word. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Mr. Goldman. What going on, star?
Hey, Brian. I good, man. I good.
You're working hard.
The only way to go, boy.
Yes, star. Hey, Alonzo. really happy that things working out with the mining. Soon, my youth, you could be running things in Murundi like a big shot, Uncle Ignatius.
Right now, I don't want to hear nothing with the man. Kami the other day harassing me about something about Benicia and she baby.
How they going?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Buddy, me and you is friends, right? And you know I'm going to be straight up with you, right?
Yeah.
I really don't agree with what you're doing with baby girl and this pregnancy, you know. There's your child and you're supposed to be all up in the business. Supporting little mama, making sure she's straight.
But I didn't even want the child in the first place.
Matter not. The point is, she pregnant and the baby coming whether you like it or not. Be a better man than that.
Like you and me, Uncle, they're on the same stupidness or what?
It's not stupidness, buddy. We as men, we supposed to stand up and take care of our responsibility like men.
Hmm.
All of this thing about some banner beating women and all this kind of thing, I don't agree with her. Not at all. I know not forever put me arm upon a woman.
Buddy, these women sometimes you just gotta set them straight.
I hope you ain't talking about knocking the girl.
Nah, I never knock she.
Good, because I could never agree with you on that. Violence against women is a no-no for me.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Anyways, remember I mentioned this thing to you before about getting some Venezuelan workers?
Yeah.
Well, things happening. And it's big money to be made.
Really?
I know that now your mining business taking off and you might not want to get involved, but...
No. I interested. Want money there for me? I interested.
Alright, good. But this is something I think Benicia could help with. She could recruit some people for me.
But is what kind of work they're doing?
Well, the big man wasn't too clear, but it's legit, man. It's legit. You know, no Venezuelan one working here, you know?
Yeah, true.
Young man. Don't say I was eavesdropping on your conversation.
Nah, Mr. Goldman. I know you always got a wise word for the youth.
This business with recruiting Venezuelans to work in the bush ain't sound too righteous.
Nah, man. This big man legit. He legit.
But you don't even know what work he want the people do.
Well...
Listen, Brian, listen. I is a bush man. And I see plenty things going on in the bush there. I see Venezuelans get their rights violated left, right, and center.
Yeah, but there's not really money.
Listen to me. A lot of times when these people want these people to work for them, they don't pay them, they treat them bad, and some of them are even trafficked. Anything like that is violation of the law.
Yeah, I hear you, Mr. Goldman. But I would not get involved if I did not think it was legit.
Take care, Brian. I know what I'm telling y'all. Don't get involved in no fishy business. I'm begging you, I'll take my stupid advice.
Alright, I hear you.
Alonzo?
Yeah, Mr. Goldman.
Get your act together and look after Benicia. You don't pay to be a cruel man. You don't need to be like that. Do what is right before it's too late.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.
Can men show emotions by being vulnerable, kind, honest, and open about their feelings?
Me? Show emotions as a man?
Buddy, as a man, you don't have to be tough all the time. You don't have to pretend that you're not affected when you see people hurting. You don't have to pretend that you don't feel pain. It's okay to cry. It's okay to hug someone or for someone to hug you. It's okay to talk about your feelings, bro.
You're right. We men are loving, kind, and tolerant. And we can create a better world for all.
As a man, I choose to stand out and lead by example.
Not just a choice, but a lifestyle, my brother. We are the CEO of our lives.
Real thing. And as men, we must inspire the youth and pass on the message of tolerance, love, being vulnerable, and true to our feelings.
Because that is what men do. Hey, can I talk to you about something, bro?
Yeah, sure. Need a hug?
With more positive male expressions, the world can be a better place. Be the change you want to see and a man who inspires. A message from NGO, National Coordinating Coalition, and made possible by the support of the American people through the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.